You're tuning in to the Black Hollywood Live Network, featuring news, interviews, and commentary on all things Black Hollywood. Hollywood redefined. From Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is Black Hollywood Live, The Beat. Featuring the week's roundup and commentary on music news. Black Hollywood Live, Hollywood redefined.
You're listening to Black Hollywood Live.
And now, the host for Black Hollywood Live, The Beat.
Gotta bring that Shane Dawson on that. What up, y'all? It's your boy DJ Jesse Jannity here in studio with Sir Nitwit. Thank you for coming in studio, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It's all good. My pleasure.
I was waiting for you to turn up, but it was like, no, fuck that shit.
Be cool. Throw your dub up for me one time.
We got my... Hey. We got Miss Queen.
Hey, I'm in the building.
Sir Sean Allen.
I'm in the building.
All right, well, let's get into it. So we got some stuff trending right now. We have... All right, so you guys know the comedian Amy Schumer?
Yeah.
Well, her and Amber Rose dropped a video. The video is called Milk Milk Lemonade. And basically what they're trying to say is that everyone out here is rapping about asses, but you're not really thinking about what you're actually rapping about. So they made a parody video. Let's take a look.
Oh, I saw this shit.
Now I know the truth and that worry has been shot.
I love her.
Man.
Look me in the eye, get your face and don't be shy. You say you don't like asses cause I fart and break your glasses. Turd cutter, rose pitcher, dookie maker, butt machine.
What?
Cheek-tastic, booty master, giant tookus, fudge machine, all my booty.
Amy Schumer, Amber Rose, Milk Milk Lemonade. So basically they're poking at the fun that everyone's talking about, you know, dropping their ass, wanting to get some ass, and they're like, well, that's shit. Like Method Man at the end of it is like, ladies and gentlemen, you guys are talking about the thing in which shit comes out of. So like they went ham with this video. And so people think it's corny, it's crazy, it's weird, but I'm like, in the 90s, this shit would have worked. Weird Al Yankovic, like, yeah. That's what people were fucking doing. What do y'all think of the video?
It was dope. It was funny. The video, a good visual. And that is bringing back the whole parody Weird Al.
Well, yeah.
Title, yeah, I get it.
So.
I think Amber Rose looked pretty.
Yeah.
I love it.
Amber Rose should have showed her ass so I could have seen it.
I know. Milk
you
lemonade.
Got, yeah. You got to check that Instagram for that.
I got her on my Instagram, too.
Hey, see, she calling you. She's like, I'm trying to get on your Instagram. All right, moving on from that. So this guy, I have liked him since he's been putting music out. His name's Troy Ave. The song is called Doo Doo. Speaking of Doo Doo.
What?
But it's a different take on Doo Doo.
Okay.
Got it, though. Got it.
The business.
To the people who thought I was gonna fly. Y'all are part of the reason I ain't gon' stop. Against the odds, I went hard until I popped. Came from the bottom and now I'm standing on top. I had dreams and now they all coming true.
Hey.
Bought the team and them things, we got a few. Make a scene whenever I be coming through. If you a hater, just know I'm shitting on you. Do-do-do-do-do-do. Do-do. Do-do-do-do-do. Do-do-do-do-do-do. Do-do. You a hater, just know I'm shitting on you. Do-do-do-do-do.
Hey, Troy out, doo doo. He got that New York flow.
I love his flow. I was about to say, I love his flow.
He's from Harlem.
I love it. Oh, he from, they from
Girl, you ain't heard of Troy out?
I'm over here with y'all motherfuckers.
So am I, but I know you.
The same way people in New York don't know about a lot of the independent artists over here, it's the same way they, you know, we're not going to know the independent artists over there.
Well, he's been doing stuff for a minute since you was in New York.
Really? But I like his, I like this.
And yeah, that's great.
You
like it? Yeah, that's great.
I can hear people playing.
I heard that. Yeah, I heard it before. Yeah, if I heard it on Music Choice or something.
Oh,
I heard
really? Yeah. Probably Music Choice. They be playing everything.
World Star, he did the music video for World Star. But, I mean, the song's cool. It's catchy. Yeah. And I just like, it's simple. Like, he's talking about his life. Mm-hmm. He's talking about how he made it.
And it goes into the trend, what we talk about all the time with the doo-wop, 50s-inspired music.
Yep.
You know, he had the...
Yeah, I like it.
And the piano and all that.
Girls would like that. Hey. I can see us all girls together with their drink in their hand, just going to each other. You know, we always do some stupid Dory shit
All right, so this is interesting because I think it was last week you guys were talking about, or 2 weeks ago, we were talking about Nicki Minaj and Meek Mill. They got engaged.
Yes.
And so Safari came out with a video, and it's called Computers, and it's a freestyle video. Check out the different flows he does in this.
She got her hands all over me like bread. Like strip. I don't want to owe shit. I don't want to hold shit. If you want to question me, I don't really know shit. I ain't with the whole shit. Cut it in a crow with the top 800 clock. Nigga, you gon' notice. How they want to bang it when I'm banging in the boombox? Why they want to lock it down and put them in the old box? Piss test coming up. A nigga got a D-dot. Better know what time it is. Tell him get a G-shot. Boy, one fly. Make a free like Verda. GS Nitro Line Cash Murder. Some white deaf, so a white never heard of. If you see the crime, but I never say a word of. Flipping and flipping. My niggas bringing the chicken. If you bringing the money, man, nothing better be missing. When I'm whipping and whipping, my niggas whipping the kitchen.
Said, hi, Nicki.
That's for you to go pissing. Yard my street. Hi, them sweat.
Queens. Them busts
I feel just like I'm back. Yeah.
Yeah.
Belly make you know what the hell a pint is. Boy, never mind him. Bumble card business. Rebel your life just like 7 Series. My memory shot you fit and you where the weed is.
Safari, okay. Computers freestyle. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
He ripped it.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, he ripped it.
Because people have been hating on Safari, and I'm just like, okay, I get it, because I love Nicki Minaj, but I'm not going to take away from what he is capable of doing.
Just killed that.
He ripped that. He ripped that right there.
Yeah, he killed that.
I'm like, ew.
Sounded a little bit like somebody's ghostwriter right there.
Of course.
But that's what I would prefer him to do versus the whole naked photos being released. Like, let's not do nothing dirty like that. Let's just put out good music. The other thing I really like about this guy is that we're finally bringing New York
back into
a picture. In a movement way, because, I mean, he's repping Bobby Shmurda, so it's like, you know, it's a younger, new kind of generation for New York music, so I can respect that. So you were like, you know, he was giving a look over there, Sean. How was you feeling?
I think if this would have happened before him being a clown, I would have received it a little bit differently, but now it's like it's too late. He missed his mark.
What makes him a clown?
Just all that stuff with Nicki Minaj and all that disrespect, and
are you saying it's disrespect because Nicki Minaj is the bigger star and you're looking at him like you're trash?
I don't think he has star quality, so I would say
that. I think he's just a regular guy.
Yeah,
him performing on a Grammys or anything that? Absolutely not. No, I think he's just throwing shit out. I see him being mainstream with this shit? Absolutely not. He'll be hood with it. The hood will love him. He could do shows and shit in the hood.
He'll find him an artist, write for them, and then blow them up.
Yeah, that's his thing. He should leave the talent to being a star alone, because I'm not buying it.
How do you feel? Like, she was in this high profile relationship, you know, he gets separated, obviously everyone loves Nicki Minaj, so it's kind of like, well, fuck this guy, you know. But artist wise what would you say as far as him?
I actually didn't even know who the nigga was.
Wasn't he Nicki Minaj's backup dancer?
I laughed in the mic.
So he dated Nicki Minaj for 15 years.
Yeah, but that's what I'm about to say. I didn't know who he was until, you know, the Nicki Minaj situation. Oh, okay. I'm like, okay, you used to smash Nicki Minaj. All right. Well, shit, leave it at that. Don't try to step to the mic, really. You know what I'm saying? Just leave it at, I was smashing Nicki Minaj. You know what I'm saying? And go on and use your dick and go smash somebody else. You know what I'm saying? Be a smasher, homie. That's what, what's the white chick name? The white chick that got the dance?
Which one?
The white girl, Britney Spears.
Featherline,
but he just kept on smashing. Yeah. Then he just kept on smashing.
And got two babies by Britney Spears, and now he set the rest of his life. And Shar Jackson. He's getting them Moesha checks.
Yeah, and Shar Jackson. Exactly. Exactly.
Just be a smasher.
That belly
was
but he did have lyrics. He should be a ghostwriter, though.
Yeah, that's what he does.
He did Nicki Minaj. Yeah. I mean, that's what his whole. That's why he's doing all of this right now, to kind of out that he was her writer.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
All right. So then we got this. So Love and Hip Hop, New York had finished. And then we were introduced to a character, Johnny Blaze, who was fucking crazy.
Yeah, did you see the video of her getting dragged at the strip club?
No.
Okay, we'll talk about
that. Well, let's watch this. Johnny Blaze Revolver, I'm into it.
She can sing, though.
Yeah. It's a little auto-tune, but
she's nuts, but she can sing.
This video is her killing her man.
She had a fat ass.
She has that potential.
Yep. She
got to
get her mind together, like K. Michelle.
Her nose is too wide. She would never make it in Hollywood.
Let her booty talk.
I know. Can you do to fix this problem between me?
Johnny Blaze Revolver.
Mm-mm.
What's she thinking?
It's alright.
We seen a million bitches do that.
She not R&B status. You know what I'm saying?
It's very auto-tuned.
She should have had more of her booty in the thing.
She has a fat mm-hmm. butt.
Yeah.
Like a huge jiggly butt. Like a huge fat butt. I know y'all got... I don't need to eat nobody booty. I don't like pussy and I don't like butt.
You gotta eat the booty like groceries.
Right, because you gotta eat... I think she personally, in real life, she is crazy.
Yep.
That bitch will kill you.
Legit.
Like, put it in her music after she murders you and say your name. Rest in peace. Sorry you was a victim. You know?
But, and then just sit there with the baby doll face like...
Yeah, she's fucking nuts. But I think also she's talented. You could tell that she's been hurt a lot. She has an amazing body. So you could tell she's been dragged. She's been dragged a lot and she's over it. Men do what? Men look at bitch and say, yo, she got a fat ass, no stomach, no nothing. I want to fuck her.
Yeah.
She thinking she's catching feelings. Niggas is cheating on her and all that stuff. That's what her and Rich Dollar...
Fucking her in the bathrooms at fucking CC Pizza.
Yeah, all kinds of stuff. She's been dragged. So... And, you know, being in a stripper life, like, she, you could tell, like, she's tired of being hurt and being taken advantage of. Poor thing. And then they just posted a video not too long ago of her getting fighting in the strip club. And this girl was dragging her, named Velvet, was dragging her on the ground. But mm-hmm. then they showed again when Johnny got up and she was able to attack the girl back. It was just crazy, just messy. She's very messy, but I just pray that she finds peace within herself because she's a really good talent.
Yeah.
She can sing.
And she can play mad instruments. Like, she really is a talented girl.
Mm-hmm.
You know, kind of agree with you in the sense of, like, it ain't like no fucking Whitney Houston out here singing no R&B.
If she gets
her mind right.
Yeah.
But also the thing about it is, I think for me, I watched Love and Hip Hop so much, you know, and it's like you see these people on there who is like, you have nothing to do with music and you need nothing to do with music.
Mm-hmm.
And the singles that, like, Erica Mena releasing a single, like,
yeah,
I can't.
Right, right.
But this, though, other than K. Michelle,
mm-hmm.
I haven't heard a song that Anne Omarion and, like, people who already mm-hmm. have, like, established credits. I haven't heard a song off of someone from Love and Hip Hop that I've met from Love and Hip Hop to drop something that was like, all right, that was kind of cool. Other than this. This one I was like, all right, I can fuck with this compared to what I've heard elsewise from
mm-hmm.
Love and Hip Hop.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go, Johnny. Hopefully that's your lane. But don't go
luck.
On next season.
I feel
season.
Sorry for her.
Stay away from that
her.
Show.
I feel bad for her. I feel bad for her. You can tell she's broken.
Well, you should text her after the show.
You should Snapchat her.
I fucks with her though. I feel bad for her. She's a typical girl from New York. She mad rough, but the men don't really respect her like that. You feel what I'm saying? Like she's one of those like niggas is like, yo, I'm gonna hit it. That's a thought. Maybe buy her a bag or some shoes and then I'm bouncing on her. Hmm. You could tell like she's yearning for like that condition, that real love. But honey, I don't know if you're gonna get it anytime soon.
She needs to sit with you and have a conversation.
Well. Right.
All right. Because
you know, I'll get her all the way together.
Girl, y'all be fighting. We'll put you on World Starline.
No, she'll be crying because I'm very sentimental when I speak to people that I care about.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Last video. She's a New Yorker.
I'm a New Yorker. You like when I say that? Sorry.
So, the last video is from an artist named Jidenna.
Yes.
And this is actually Janelle Monae's artist.
Based on LA, so.
And the song is called Classic Man.
Peace. no joke to me.
Oh, okay.
That's how you dress. That's his thing.
You got the NeNe Leakes finger waves.
He's dope. Janelle Monáe is fire. Like
she look like Abraham Lincoln singing.
He remind me of Red from
No, he looked like Django's
from the
five friend.
Heartbeats. What are my hours? 9 to 5. He look like Red from that, but nah. Real talk. I hope that trend come back. Can we please get our men back? Can we please get our gentlemen back? I like his style.
He's from LA too.
He is? I fucks with him. Yeah. I like his style. I think that unique shit works. He's mad suave. He's mad like debonair.
I like that. You know? He's very visual. Like Janelle Monáe.
Yeah.
And that's her artist. And so it was like, that's pretty dope that, you know, she found this guy who had this going on for himself.
I'm a classic man.
How do you feel about the look in the video?
The whole thing was kind of sharp, you know what I mean?
Like I mean, that beat job, I seen you kind of nod your head.
You look like Abraham Lincoln. He should have put a top hat on. He would have hit Abe Lincoln. You know what I'm saying? He would have hit up Abe Lincoln on the kid like, whoa, Abe Lincoln got an album? What?
We've been called the first penny. Well, shout out to him. Good luck with everything. I think that he has some longevity in this business right now. So, Nitwit, let's talk about you.
Yeah, that.
He just came fresh off of Empire, working with the legendary Timbaland.
Yeah.
What was that experience like?
Yeah, it's great, man. You know what I'm saying? I can't hate on the situation. The whole situation was lovely. I was blessed to be in it, you know what I mean? And I'm blessed to still be a part of it, so it's a great situation.
Like, when you were first asked to join the show, like, did you ever expect it to become what it was? Like, did you know what what this show was capable of kind of bringing to media?
Nah, nobody knew it was going to do what it did. Mm-hmm. Nobody. They thought that it was going to be, you know, a little bit too edgy for TV, and maybe Fox would drop it. Mm-hmm. But instead, you know, it blew the roof off the mother. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
And you've been doing music for a while, and so was there any kind of hesitation for you as saying, like, I'm an artist, like, I don't know if I'm trying to get, you know, to work in that realm?
Nah. Once my people called me about the situation, I was so happy. I'm like, okay, well, you know, let's make a deal. You know? I feel like Wayne Brady.
I was just gonna say, where's Wayne Brady?
Like, let's go, let's make it happen. You know what I mean? You know, I'm not necessarily a producer. I don't call myself a producer, but I've always been musically talented my whole life. You know what I mean? So I jumped on it. Mm. Then I had a chance to write, so I started writing too.
He's so West Coast.
So West Coast.
So West.
Question on your writing. I mean, as far as writing for other people, or, you know, how do you kind of differentiate from your music versus writing for somebody else?
Well, in this case here, you know, I was hired based upon my style of rap. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Is that they wanted Hakeem, you know, to have a fast type of rap flow, and that's what I naturally do.
Mm-hmm.
And when they hired me, it was like, he's not cutting it. I want you to show him how to do it. You know, and so that's how I got the gig, really, you know, because of the way that I rap.
And so with Yaz, I know he was an artist, you know, working with his own kind of material. How did you kind of blend that, his sound, with your flow?
It was a lot of practice, a lot of work, you know. Let's do it over. But, you know, he's a good actor. Mm-hmm. He's a great actor. And he catches on real quick. So it didn't take, you know, all night for him to catch on. He caught on fairly easy, you know. And he's not a stranger to the fast rap. He's just a stranger to my style of fast rap because I am from the West Coast and he is from, you know, from the East Coast. You know what I mean? So it was a little different, but mm-hmm. he caught on to it.
Mm. Now, did the working on the show kind of inspire you as far as a new direction for music?
Yeah.
As far as upcoming projects?
It inspired me to take my musical creativity more serious than I wasn't before. I always all my life has been like, I'm a rapper and that's it. Even though I've been playing the drums since I was 4 years old, I've been able to play the keyboard since I was 12, been able to pick up a guitar or whatever and just pluck it and find my way around musical instruments. I just never pursued the fact of me being, you know, a producer. But after I got this, I'm like, wow. Maybe that's what God wanted me to do from the gate.
That's crazy, you know what I mean? Right?
I'm telling you since you was four, boy.
Banging on them pots.
And he was a part of the biggest shit that happened in television and music.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And you were the sound of that.
Yeah. How did they find you?
Well, I have a lady by the name of Simone Sheffield, you know, that was a blessing to me. I've been knowing her for like 20 years. And it goes back to way back in the days with me being with Mo Thug, but that's another story.
He's with Mo Thugs.
Yeah. And, she came to me and she got me on tour with Natalie Cole because it was a situation with a movie soundtrack, with a movie and a video that I was supposed to do back in the day that foiled. I was upset about it. I was outside. I was real upset about it, real emotional about it. She told me, don't worry about it. She gave me her card. This is more than 20 years ago.
Wow.
And she put me on tour with Natalie Cole.
Wow.
She was like, give me a call. I called her, and she put me on tour with Natalie Cole. I rewrote two of her songs and had me on her 25th anniversary tour.
Wow. God bless you.
That's you said you rewrote two of her songs?
Yeah. Sophisticated Lady and Our Love, and I made them hip-hop joints.
That's insane. Yeah. So your new music, it's kind of pushed you more. I kind of want to rewind back, though, because that's interesting to me. You've been so talented with this since four. Why? What was in your head that was kind of stopping you from really pushing forward?
Nothing. I just wanted to be David Ruffin.
He's just chilling.
You know what I'm saying? I'm David Ruffin, and these are the Temptations. You know what I mean?
All right.
So, I just wanted the mic, man. You know what I'm saying? I just wanted the mic. I didn't want to play. I just wanted the mic. I wanted to be, you know, accepted for the kind of rap that I do and being a lyricist. That's all I was focused on.
And did you think at all, like, you just weren't focused. So you didn't think at all, like, if I was to add these to it, it kind of takes away from that, or it just wasn't really a thought. It was just all about the vocals.
Yeah. It's just like, that's what I pay motherfuckers for.
But you know what? You did it. You did everything you've done in the past with your career and with your music. Obviously, you did everything right because you landed the biggest gig on Empire, Natalie Cole. So everything you've done in the past led up to those moments, those defining moments. If you would have done something else another way, you never would have.
Your path probably you know would have been different. Right.
Yeah. So that's dope. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So kudos to you for that, for just staying on the radar.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Thank you.
So I'm being patient.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Big time.
So that's dope. You know?
And to remain authentic, you know, your personal style. Very California.
Very Thug Face.
And
records.
I heard you're from the Dago. Well, Thug. Okay, what does T-U-H-G stand for?
Thug.
Thug. And it stands for True Soldier, Humbly Under God.
Oh, awesome.
Where did that come from?
You know, I was born and raised in the church, man, so I have a deep spiritual background, and I feel that everything that I do, I need to kind of glorify God.
Amen.
Even in it, even though, you know what I'm saying, I'm doing the kind of music what I don't want to do, but I still, you know, give 10% to God. I still do the things I'm supposed to do as a Christian because I try to live right.
Girls. You hear that? He pays tithes, everybody. He pays tithes.
You know.
So, sorry.
You know, I still had to do something that represented. Now, when you look at it, you perceive it as something else, you know, which is fine. But I know what it means. And like you asked me, I tell you, it means true soldier humbly under God's face.
I appreciate that because it's taking a word that society looks at in a certain sort of way.
As derogatory, yeah.
And you're flipping it.
Yeah.
You're giving a new name, a new message to it.
Right.
That's dope.
Right.
All right, so you have a new song out called I Can't Breathe.
Mm-hmm.
And now I love this because there's a message behind it. Tell us a little bit about it.
Well, the message behind it is like, you know, you turn on the news every day, it seems like every day.
It is every day.
And another one of our black men is getting knocked off by the police.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's kind of sickening, you know what I mean? It's like, you know, when is it going to stop? You know what I'm saying? You got your hands up, you're not doing nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Letting you,
you're getting arrested.
They planting tasers on people.
Yeah, telling you, hey, man, you know what I'm saying? I can't breathe. And motherfucker talking about fuck your breath. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? When is the shit gonna stop? You know what I'm saying? So it was laid on my heart. You know, me and my homeboy, we did this shit actually at my house. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I picked up my guitar, he picked up his guitar, and we just started going at it. And I say, man, I'm gonna use it. He was like, oh yeah, let's use it. And I put it out.
And so you're gonna have a video out. You're gonna release a video for it. We don't have the video now, but we're gonna get it. Let's play the song. Because I loved Queen's reaction when we first had played the song before the show started. Queen's like, who is this? Queen almost lost her mind.
Damn, what is this?
And this is with Machine Gun Nitty?
Yeah, it's off the Machine Gun Nitty record. It's going to be coming out May 16th.
And who was that featuring?
K.R. The Star from World Crown.
Oh, I can imagine what that session was like, because you can just feel the passion. I can just see y'all in like a house studio or whatever, like just
venting.
Yep, venting and it turning into that.
Yeah.
That's really dope.
Yep.
I like it. I think it's very unique. I think your voice is very unique.
Yeah.
And it's given me like, I don't want to say CeeLo, but it's given me like very like rockish type of feel. Yeah. You know what I mean? Jimi Hendrix. Yeah, that's what I'm feeling.
That's what we've been shooting for too.
Yeah, it's giving me like Jimi Hendrix, like that real like rock, black rock, of course. But I like it. I think it's different.
And it shows it demonstrates your artistry, because you hopped from Empire, Natalie Cole, Empire to this. So that's pretty dope.
Very talented.
Yeah, very, very talented.
Appreciate it.
Looks all deceiving. I wasn't expecting that from you. I was expecting more like... That's
what the song is about.
Yeah.
Shit like that.
Yeah.
Stop! Queen, you right up there. We might as well put you in a suit.
But that shit.
Hold on you.
I like it.
Yeah,
she liked it. Before she even knew you were here, she was like, "What's this?"
I was like, "What's that playing?"
What's this shit?
Yeah, I fucks with you.
So, Machine Gun Nitty.
If I didn't, I would be like, "Oh, okay, it was all
like
right.
That shit whack." Huh?
She was.
I'm so rude.
We've had to deal with many PR companies after
she from Queens.
Heard that's out of New York, Azar.
Yeah,
I've dragged some people before. They can say about me is, "Oh, they can say I'm fat, but I'm cute." Sorry.
And the pussy tight.
And the pussy. See, we got weed lungs.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Oh my goodness.
I'm sorry. That's all they can say about me, because I'm cute. That's and I got good shit. We're moving right along.
Right.
Sorry.
Moving right along. Machine Gun Nitty. Where'd that name come from?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. Because of my rap style, man. You know what I'm saying? It's like a machine gun. It get real hot at times. You know what I'm saying? I can spit them bars as fast as I want to.
Can you spit something for me?
Can you give
us
some?
Can I hear something with you spitting fast?
Let's see.
125 days been trapped in a maze and approached by death dough. One nigga finna warn ya, Southern California finna take you out by the throat dough. So we attack with a mini Mac 10 and follow it up with a 4-fin. Come again with a grin of the skin on me and that nigga being known as a kingpin. Put a drop face down to make the ass think that you can plot your escape. But a nigga been a fake to make the ass wait, so a little bit of life gonna donate. Get with the ruler, but I thought you knew the kill a man gonna kill them all. Wanna stand tall, but you all gonna fall down to the ground and let them all deadly. Put in the L in me, boosting mental telepathy, giving feelings of ecstasy. Hey. What is your life expectancy?
Boom! Oh. That was
clap, 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 clap. I love it. Thank you. I love it.
So, that's Machine Gun Nitty, you said come out May 16th?
May 16th.
Yeah. So, like, in 2 weeks. So, what? So I Can't Breathe, first single off of it. Right?
Second.
Second?
Yeah.
What was the first one?
I got one called Industry Chicks.
Industry?
Yeah,
right.
You're talking about Queen.
What you be talking about? Queen and her punani? Or that, I'm just playing. So, with this album, what is the kind of sound that you went with? Describe Industry Chicks versus
Industry Chicks and I Can't Breathe is two different sides, man. You know what I'm saying? Some people, you know, a lot of people will grab on to I Can't Breathe, and some people hear Industry Chicks and be like, I didn't turn that off. You know what I'm saying? Because the way it comes on, the demeanor comes. If I could fuck your bitch, she'd never be home. She'll be always out giving me dome. Oh. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? That's that song, you know what I'm saying? So, but I try to make a good umbrella of good music, you know, based off of what you heard from, you know, sounds that you heard from me on Empire. I give you some of them sounds, you know what I'm saying? I Can't Trust Them.
Mm-hmm.
On Empire, yep. I produced that cut, you know, so I give you some sounds that you've heard of mine, and then I give you me, you know. So it's a lot of radio, it's a lot of street, you know, It's a good mixture of everything.
It's diverse.
Yeah,
like
yeah,
just a bunch of different sounds. Yeah. Awesome.
What song for you, other than these two on the album, kind of stands out for you?
It's a few of them, man. It's a few of them. I got a song called Niggas Can't Fuck With Me. You know what I'm saying? That's me being arrogant on the mic. You know what I mean? Just try, you know, sometimes you got to get arrogant to let them know.
Yeah, Sean knows that. Sean knows really well about that.
He's trashing people on Twitter.
I think the one that's really going to hit, though, when it's heard, is I got this song called Rider.
Why?
Yeah, and it's about having a down chick. That's your rider.
What's the hook? Give me the hook. You don't want to give me the hook. You ain't got to give me
the hook. I can't give you a board.
Okay, don't give me the hook.
You got to wait for that. You got to wait for May 16th.
We'll wait for May 16th.
Yeah. I don't want to sneak peek that, you know what I mean?
I feel you. Keep it to yourself.
I believe that's the one that's going to, you know what I'm saying, especially the ladies. You're going to like it. You know
okay,
what I mean?
Awesome. That's even better.
Well, I mean, okay, so you are capable of working with many different types of style genres. As far as what's out today, who are some artists, any genre, that you kind of look, you kind of open your ear to as far as, well, they're dope, they're a dope artist, as far as artistry goes, in 2015. I know you're going to have to think real hard, because...
No, it ain't really too much, man. I say Tech N9ne, man. I give hats down, all praises down, Tech N9ne, all the way. If I was to say somebody that I'm like, been blazing the trail for a long time, and he's still blazing it,
and you've been consistent with him as well as
consistency, yeah. Tech N9ne.
Really, other than independent. That. Independent.
And he's independent. Just turned down a $60 million contract.
Wow. All his money.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Just turned one down, $60 million. You know what I mean?
Jeez.
And it's people like that, and it's crazy because I don't know if it's the industry that be shoving him or the fact that he's just like, I'm going to play my music for whoever wants to hear it. But it's just, to me, that is the message of 2015 with artists coming out right now. Like, you can do it without the machine.
The label.
You can do it without the machine. And I think that that's really important in the age of YouTube and all that. It's like, stop trying. I feel like people put music out to try and get that machine.
Right.
Versus
right.
putting themselves out there like a Tech N9ne and says,
for years, like, before the internet.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
He's back in the day when, you know what I'm saying, you didn't get put on unless you had a record deal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, going through Profile Records.
That's crazy.
Back in the day,
fucking Tech N9ne's been in the game forever.
Yeah.
He created his own platform, his own sound, and fucking turning down $60 million contracts now.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? And he's been consistent.
Mm.
Hardworking.
People, if you think, just go back to 1996, man.
Damn.
You can hear Tupac. I can still hear Tupac saying, he did a quote. He was like, Tech N9ne is cool. He weird than a motherfucker, though.
Yeah.
But that's just Tech being Tech, and Tech never changed who he was. He didn't change. He stayed the same damn way. Right. And now he's still selling 2-3 million copies on his fucking own.
Oh, really?
You know what I'm saying? By himself. He created Strange Music. Bam. Yeah. And he's doing it. He's a household entity himself. You know what I mean?
Yeah. That's crazy. I know Tech N9ne. ICP, I used to be into that.
I can't. So, all right, Nitwit, we got Machine Gun Kitty coming out May 6th. Nitty. Did I just say Kitty? Oh,
Machine Gun Kitty.
Sorry, no, because he was singing tonight. We had played Tinashe before. Yeah. Sorry. Machine Gun Nitty, May 16th. I Can't Breathe. The video will be out in like two weeks, we hope.
You're going to give that to us.
He's going to send that to us. We're going to play that for y'all. Thug. Let's all change the name, y'all. I'm down with it.
Thug Face, man. Thug Face Records.
Well, and where can everyone find you?
Oh, IG at nitwit619.com. Facebook at nitwit619.com. Google at nitwit619.com.
Wait, 619, is that Dago?
Yeah, yes. That's Dago.
I learned what Dago means today.
So you want to find me, just nitwit619.
Nitwit619. Well, thank you for coming in studio. I'm excited to check out the album. Also, make sure you guys hit us up at BHL Online on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. You guys can tweet me at DJ Jesse J.
Tweet me at Queen Live, Instagram at Queen Wink, and look at winklux.com.
Sean Allen everywhere.
Sean Allen Live everywhere.
Boom. Again, guys, Machine Gun Nitty by Nitwit. Also, make sure you guys check out the single I Can't Breathe. Where can they check the single out?
On my website, www.nitwit61.com.
Boom. Till next week, same time, same place. Peace.
Peace.
From producers Maria Menounos, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, Kevin Undergaro, and the entire BHL crew, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us at info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I'm your BHL announcer, Scipio. Instagram me at Planet Scipio. Thank you for tuning in.
Music redefined.
The views expressed here are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.